Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, September 3rd, and coming up in today's episode, K. Kavita quits BRS after suspension and urges KCR to reconsider inner circle after accusing cousin. CAA window expanded to include persecuted minorities who entered India till 2024 and who can stay without passports. As North India reels under rainy wrath, Rahul Gandhi urges Prime Minister to announce special relief for flood-hit states. As Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un unite, Trump accuses China of conspiring against US. In dramatic political developments unfolding this week, K. Kavita, daughter of former Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao, has resigned from the Bharatiya Rashtra Samiti or BRS. This follows her suspension from the party. Speaking to reporters in Hyderabad this afternoon, Kavita said, and I'm quoting, "I have no greed for posts. I am resigning from BRS and submitting my resignation to the speaker." Her departure comes days after she was suspended by the party, which cited ongoing anti-party activities as the reason. Kavita, a member of Telangana Legislative Council, questioned the move, insisting she had worked tirelessly for the party and its causes. Quote, "I took part in several programs, raised issues like backward class reservations and actively opposed the Congress, all while wearing the BRS flag. I don't understand how any of this can be seen as anti-party activity." Kavita also used her resignation to launch a scathing attack on some senior BRS leaders, alleging that certain individuals had broken the BRS family for their own financial and political interests. In an emotional appeal to her father, she urged KCR to re-examine those advising him. Quote, "I never worked against the people of Telangana, but some BRS leaders, driven by personal gains, pressured my father to act against me. I request him to look into their true intentions." Kavita also leveled serious allegations against her cousin and BRS leader T. Harish Rao, accusing him of conspiring with current Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy. Quote, "Revanth Reddy filed cases only against my family, KTR and KCR, but not Harish Rao. Why? When the Kaleshwaram project began, Harish Rao was the irrigation minister, yet no questions were raised against him." She claimed that Harish Rao and former MP J. Santosh Kumar were working to destroy family and the party. Kavita was previously arrested in connection with the Delhi liquor policy case and released last year. Following her suspension last week, she said she was heartened by the support of BRS women MLAs. Her resignation comes just a day after state government handed over Kaleshwaram project corruption probe to the Central Bureau of Investigation. The political fallout within the BRS is expected to unfurl further in the days coming ahead. The Union Home Ministry has issued a key notification allowing members of minority communities from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan to stay in India even if they entered the country without valid passports or travel documents. This order applies to Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jain, Parsis and Christians who arrived in India on or before 31st December 2024, citing religious persecution or the fear of it in their home countries. As per the Citizenship Amendment Act, the law does not apply to Muslim migrants from these countries as it is aimed at providing protection to religious minorities facing persecution in those specific nations. The announcement comes after the provisions of the Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA, which was brought into force last year. While the act allows for citizenship to be granted to persecuted minorities who entered India on or before 31st of December 2014, this latest order expands the scope under the Immigration and Foreigners Act 2025, offering relief for those who arrived later up to the end of 2024. According to the official notification, this is the statement. A person belonging to a minority community in Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan, Sikhs, Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians who were compelled to seek shelter in India due to religious persecution or fear of religious persecution and entered the country on or before December 31st, 2024, without valid documents, including passport or other travel documents, or with valid documents whose validity has expired, will be exempted from requirement of holding valid documentation. This decision is expected to provide significant relief, especially to a large number of Hindu migrants from Pakistan who entered India after 2014 but were left uncertain about their legal status. The government clarified that the exemption applies to both those who arrived without travel documents and those whose documents have since expired. These individuals will now be allowed to stay in India without facing action under existing immigration laws. The move is seen as a procedural step following the enforcement of CAA earlier this year. Applications for Indian citizenship under CAA continued to be processed throughout the official online portal. Further details on the process and regional guidelines are expected to be issued by state authorities in the coming days. Heavy rains continue to disrupt life and livelihood across the country. From Jammu to Punjab to Delhi, floods or flood-like situations or landslides due to rain and floods have resulted in deaths, disruptions and travesty. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi to immediately announce a special relief package for flood-affected areas including Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh. Posting on social media platform X, Mr. Gandhi said, quote, "Modi ji, floods have caused massive destruction in Punjab. The situation in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand is also extremely worrying," unquote. He added that the farmers are particularly affected and need urgent help. "I urge that a special relief package be announced immediately and relief and rescue operations be accelerated." In a video message, the Congress MP stressed, "It is the government's responsibility to protect its people. Please prepare a special package to safeguard them." The call comes as severe flooding continues across northern India, particularly in Punjab, where the state government has declared all 23 districts as flood affected. So far, at least 30 people have lost their lives and over 3.5 lakh residents have been impacted. Rivers such as the Satluj, Bias and Ravi remain dangerously swollen with reservoirs at full capacity. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited flood-hit areas of Jammu on Monday. He met with the victims and assured them of relief and rehabilitation. Mr. Shah was joined by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Leader of the Opposition Sunil Sharma. In Himachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall has triggered landslides and flash floods, killing two women and leading to the closure of more than 1,000 roads. An orange alert remains in place across four districts, and schools in Shimla are shut. In neighboring Uttarakhand, rain has also continued to disrupt life. Frequent landslides are observed. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, who toured affected areas of Firozpur by boat, has criticized the center's current disaster compensation as inadequate. He has requested a revision in relief norms and pressed for the release of 60,000 crore rupees in pending central funds, saying, "We are asking for our rightful dues, not charity." Governor Gulab Chand Kataria also visited flood-hit districts, including Taran Taran. Due to the worsening flood situation, Punjab's Education Minister Harjot Singh Bains announced that all schools, colleges and universities across the state will remain closed till 7th of September. The decision was made following directives from the Chief Minister. People across the state have been advised to follow local administration guidelines as authorities continue relief and rescue efforts. Evidently flustered at China's military parade, US President Donald Trump accused Chinese President Xi Jinping of conspiring against the United States after Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were seen attending China's largest ever military parade, coming on the heels of SCO summit, which also saw Asian and West Asian unity. Writing on Truth Social, Trump said, and I'm quoting, "Please give my warmest regards to Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un as you conspire against the United States of America." He also questioned whether China would acknowledge the American soldiers who gave their blood to help liberate the country during World War II. Quote, Many Americans died in China's quest for victory and glory. I hope they are rightfully honored and remembered for their bravery and sacrifice, he added. The Chinese military spectacle in Beijing was held to mark 80 years since the end of World War II and was attended by over 50,000 people at Tiananmen Square. According to a report by Reuters, Chinese President Xi Jinping, flanked by Putin and Kim, warned that the world is once again at a crossroads. Quote, mankind is faced with the choice of peace or war, dialogue or confrontation, win-win or zero-sum. The Chinese people will stand on the right side of the history, Xi Jinping said. Xi, dressed in a suit resembling those worn by Mao Zedong, stood in an open-top vehicle and reviewed Chinese troops, missiles, tanks and advanced drones as war planes flew overhead in formation. It was China's first major military parade since 2019. In his speech, he said, China's rejuvenation is unstoppable and reaffirmed a commitment to peaceful development. He made no direct mention of the United States, but expressed gratitude to nations that helped China resist the Japanese invasion. The event, largely ignored by Western leaders, has highlighted closer ties between Beijing, Moscow and Pyongyang. According to Reuters, Kim's appearance marks the first time in 66 years that the North Korean leader has attended a Chinese military parade. Security in Beijing was tight, with major roads shut and local volunteers mobilized nationwide to ensure order. While Trump said he still maintains a very good relationship with Xi. His comments come at a time of strained U.S.-China relations fueled by trade tensions as Trump tariffs continue to mount across the world. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.